T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line is Jerry Buchheit, a developer working on Queen City Landing, a project we've heard about for a few years now. Jerry, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's not the first time we've been hearing about Queen City Landing. It's a kind of revamped project of what was originally proposed, and now you're back trying to get the approvals necessary to start building that project on the Outer Harbor. I guess if you can help us understand why now this project is back in front of the planning board, in front of the council, after so many years of back and forth as to how to get it going.
Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Brian. Well, we had some time because we had to fight multiple lawsuits where opposition fought the project, and in fact, we won every single case. And so it gave us time to think further about how to make a dynamic waterfront project on the Outer Harbor. I spent a lot of time in Boston, Newport, Fort Lauderdale, and there's beautiful, beautiful waterfronts there, and I just kept looking at our project thinking, how can we make it better? So what we did is we hired Diamond Schmidt out of Toronto. Diamond Schmidt are the people who built the Delaware North building at Delaware and Chippewa, as you are probably well aware. And they've built many waterfront buildings down in on the Toronto waterfront. So we hired them, spent some time over the last year going over different concepts, different ideas with them, and put together a plan to really make this building better, nicer, more efficient, with much nicer amenities.
There are some changes from the very first, you know, original design. What are some of those changes, Jerry?
Okay. Well, what we did is we have a reduction from 20 stories, approximately 35,000 square foot of restaurants we're adding, retail, commercial space on the ground floor, structured parking on floors 3 through 5 instead of a standalone parking ramp, and approximately 19,000 square feet of restaurant and banquet facilities on the 6th floor. We're going to have the coolest place to have a banquet in the entire Buffalo area with the most spectacular views. And that's going to be one of the highlights of what we're doing here.
What was the original plan for a timeline of having this project up and off the ground? And what is your, I guess, new timeline for the revised project?
Well, we've been working diligently on expedited plans to put this thing together, meaning, you know, the nuts and bolts have been working for about a year on this. And the previous plan, we had hoped to get going, but we were stalled and delayed with frivolous lawsuits that, like I said, ultimately we won every single one of them. And so we've been through all that, and the reasons why we were rejected, or, you know, why we were sued, were proven to be, not effective. And so it slowed us down. Again, it gave us time to think. And we just, you know, I spent a lot of time on the waterfronts in different cities, and I wanted to make something really great here.
You know, a lot of these lawsuits and the original plans, I mean, that was years ago. Do you think that, you know, you still being here and trying to move forward with a project shows, whether it's the planning board, whether it's members of the council, that you're kind of dedicated to Buffalo and dedicated to this property?
I hope so. You know, I went through a lot of this in Orchard Park when I built Quaker Crossing Plaza, and it's the most successful plaza in Western New York right now. And the town of Orchard Park loves it as a tax base for their school taxes. And, you know, it's a great meeting place, and it's a great opportunity to show what retail can do and, you know, keeping it first class. And that's what we're doing out there and continue to do after 20-some years.
Does this project meet the city's green code?
There is an exception allowed in the green code for a PUD. And what that is, it's a planned unit development, which we are proceeding with. We've spoken with the city on this. They recommended this approach. because there are things that are different than the green code, but there is this allowed variation to do such a thing. And we intend in the future to do another development out there, not more high-rises. That wouldn't work. It wouldn't block the penthouse views that we're going to have here. And, you know, but we would have to go back before the Common Council and the Planning Board for any additional buildings. But, you know, you have to walk before you run in this town. And, you know, we're taking a big chance on the Outer Harbor. That's why we want to do it right.
For a lot of the green code, do you feel that the location of where Queen City Landing would be, I mean, kind of falls outside of where the green code, wants to apply the most?
Exactly. We're not interfering with anyone in existing housing. We're not creating noise. All we're doing is creating jobs and opportunities and a place for people to go, reflect, relax, and we're opening it to the public, and it isn't open to the public right now.
You know, you're obviously patient because you've been waiting a long time to get to this point. Are you confident, too?
Our law team is very confident that the approach we're taking is correct and that we have the answers that we can show the Common Council that this would be a great opportunity to put Buffalo on the map as a great destination on the Outer Harbor.
In the years since this whole plan started to develop and you kind of got going here, we've seen some improvements being made to the Outer Harbor, a lot of areas. We've seen over, not the Outer Harbor, but kind of the in-between harbor, as I like to say, with the Riverworks and now this new plan for a Topgolf-type facility in that same area. I mean, that has to kind of get you excited as to the possibility of there being more than just your project, which kind of at first stood alone. Now there's other things surrounding it.
It is going to create great opportunities for everyone. And where to go on the weekends, people walk up and down Furman Boulevard with nowhere to go now. Well, they're going to have a destination and a great place to sit, relax, have a hot dog, rent a bike, rent a water taxi, park your boat for a little while, have a dinner. It's going to be a destination.
Okay. Jerry, good luck before the council today.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate your time.
All right, we'll continue to follow it. Jerry Buchheit is the developer of Queen City Landing. You can see more over at WBEN.com, see renderings of his project.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.